From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. South Korea has been a top-performing market for U.S. beef over the past year. U.S. Meat Export Federation's Jihei Yang says the industry has been very successful in rebuilding consumer confidence in U.S. beef and that many Korean retailers that were once reluctant to carry U.S. beef now feature it. U.S. beef exports to Korea were up 3% year-over-year in volume and jumped 15% in value to a record $1.22 billion. The National Young Farmers Coalition is expressing frustration with President Trump's budget outline for fiscal year 2019, which proposes to slash funding for the USDA by 16%. NYFC's Andrew Barenberg says President Trump's budget is dramatically disconnected from his talk and the economic woes farm families face. He says while the budget would provide funding for rural communities to improve long-neglected infrastructure and combat the opioid epidemic, the overall impact would leave young farmers with fewer resources and a weakened safety net. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's latest mission to bolster NAFTA ended on an upbeat note, as he said there's still a clear path to a deal. According to AgWeb.com, Trudeau capped his U.S. swing in Los Angeles, saying he rejected the belief that trade deals see one country win over another. Trudeau's government has been attempting to win support from U.S. lawmakers and businesses to keep Trump from pulling out of NAFTA. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.